Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine, Marie, and Julie. And in today's show, they're going to talk about Ron Jeremy, Louis C.K., and Judge Roy Moore. And I just found out that Christine believes in the Loch Ness Monster. I'm Stormin' Norman, and happy trails to you. Until we meet again.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine, Marie, and Julie. How are you doing today, Christine?
I'm doing okay.
I have a little Elliot in his crate right now, and I just heard him cry a little bit.
Oh, no, he knows we're starting the show.
He's like, it's going to be a while.
No, it's going to be a whole hour before I
get out of here.
Should we let him come out?
No, heck. No.
Okay, all right.
That's not going to happen. We got a good show for you today.
Do we really? Tell
we
me
really
about
do.
It. You got stuff planned for me?
I do. Well, we're going to continue on that path of talking about new revelations about the sexual assaults and
Whoa.
Louis C.K.
That's, you know what? I don't want to talk about
shocked.
It. No, I don't want to talk about it.
No, because I'm a fan of Louis C.K.
I love the dude.
And then I had to... Because
just because he came on me twice doesn't mean anything.
No. Wasn't he the guy that rubbed your thigh and gave you a chip at Vegas?
That's right.
He was the man. You know. So, and we're having to really decide and decipher, like when I don't like the dude, I have a visceral
I know.
Reaction.
You were like to me. You were just like all angry and all these revelations coming out about men. And you kept going, what do you think about Bill Clinton? I go, well, what do you mean? Well, what do you think? Do you think he did it? I go, well, yeah. He's, you know, it's not like he didn't do it. Yeah, but you still liked him, didn't you? I'm like, well, and then you were like trying to catch me.
Right.
And then the next day, Louis C.K. comes out.
And I was
and I'm
shocked.
Like, Julie.
And I said, I'm having to work with this. Because my initial reaction was, really? I go, it can't be true. Well, I listened to Adam Carolla talk. And another revelation came out with my guy who I adore, Terry Crews, right?
Yes.
Big guy.
No, but he had been assaulted.
Assaulted.
Yeah.
Yes. Not he wasn't.
No.
He wasn't doing the assaulting.
Right.
He had been assaulted at a party. Some guy grabbed him. I mean, like, mm-hmm. copped a feel, basically. Mm-hmm. And he said he was so embarrassed. Mm-hmm. You know, he was with his wife, I think, or his girlfriend, I think his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And he pressed charges. And I thought that was good for him because it shouldn't be done to either way.
No.
And then Adam Carolla had talked about the Terry Crews story.
Oh, did he?
A couple weeks ago or a week ago.
Oh. Because
it's been out for a while.
Mm-hmm.
He says, that just sounds like what guys do when they get drunk. He goes, if I could tell you how many times I've been, like, punching the balls or, you know, grabbed, you know,
mm-hmm.
pinched here, done that. And he goes, and Ray, I mean, one of his best buds, Ray,
yeah.
from high school.
Yeah.
He says, oh, my God. I mean... all the stuff that he used to do to me, and because we didn't think of it that way.
No, we didn't think of it as being sexually assaulting.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I can remember watching. Oh, what are those guys that used to have they used to do movies where they just did terrible stunts to each other?
Right. Jackass.
Yeah, Jackass.
And
those
I saw
movies.
One in the middle of the night the other night. I think on HBO I saw a movie, and I go, it is no longer funny.
No.
They don't look happy doing them.
Right.
Everything looks forced, and it was no longer funny.
Well, I can just... the only reason I even brought it up was because I remember, like, seeing, like, dudes passed out drunk.
Yeah.
And then when they wake up, they got balls on their face or they've been farted on.
Yeah. yeah.
I mean...
Now, come on. That never gets old. The farting jokes never get old, all right? I mean, I hope to God we don't have the fart police come out because that's still kind of funny, isn't it?
Have we lost our sense of humor, people? Please. We have this feeling, though, as all of this comes out, you do have this feeling at some point you're going, oh, no.
Right.
And I can remember just watching CNN early in the morning, and who I love, Chris Cuomo.
Right.
And Allison Camerati, you know. And they're talking, and they have an appropriate distance between their chairs. And I don't know if their chairs are on gliders or what, because they never move closer.
Right.
Unlike Mika and Joe Scarborough, who are like, you know, of course they're
coupled.
They're coupled.
But I never knew that until one day on Saturday Night Live, they were like, they had a scene where they were like, their chairs were so close to each other, like sitting in each other's lap.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And then you pointed out to me, I'm like, this is very odd.
Yeah, that they were so close together. Yeah. And it's awkward. And then you realize they're a couple.
Then it feels okay. Yeah.
But on one of the CNN that Chris and Allison were talking, and Allison goes, there's so much news. I'm about ready to get choked. Right. That's what she said.
Yeah.
And Chris made a quick move as if to like hit her on the back.
Yeah.
To touch her.
And she didn't.
On the back. Yeah. To like, you know, if you need the Heimlich or something, you know? And then all of a sudden they both went, and you're like, I don't know anymore. And that's the part that is getting old. Like,
right.
Maybe sometimes I do want someone to hit me on the back or
right.
or just something, you know?
Well, and
like
so
this one guy said, or this one woman said, she was losing weight.
Yes.
And a guy came to her, I don't know if it was a worker, co-worker, or somebody in the work environment.
Right.
And said, oh my gosh, you know, you're losing weight. You know that, you know, you look really good. He goes, but, you know, I like my girls with a little meat on their bones.
I think he said a little chubby, too.
Oh, a little chubby, too.
A little meat in their bones, a little chubby.
And she felt sexually assaulted by that.
Right. Or it was an inappropriate comment.
Accused him of misconduct.
Yes. I thought that was weird.
I just don't go, now I don't know anything anymore.
Well, because if you work with somebody consistently, day in and day out, and you're
familiar?
Very familiar.
Yeah.
Because what they're also saying is that we're feeling more and more lonely at work. And so, I remember, you know, when you're at work, you do build strong, friendly bonds.
Yeah, you need
to. And when you are friendly with people, you let your guard down. Mm-hmm. And what you think is funny could be, in a different context, taken inappropriately.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. Like, we don't know, like, say for that girl she's at work, she's losing weight, she's like, you know, she's like, oh, you know, maybe she says, oh, I'm, you know, I've got this thing for lunch because I'm, you know,
right,
on my diet, or look, I went down another size.
Right.
So maybe she's talking about it.
Right.
And therefore, you would consider that door being open.
Right.
But if she said, I do not want to talk about my body, I do not want to talk about what I eat, and then somebody comes up to
it's
you
like,
and says, you know,
yeah,
I like my girls a little chubby. Don't get too skinny.
Yeah, you're like, oh. And you're just like, okay. And when we heard it, we thought, oh, that poor. I felt sorry for the guy.
I did, too.
Because you're like, oh, dude, you just can't win on this one.
Can't win for losing.
Not on this one.
Yeah.
This one's not going to fly for you.
And there are some tough broads out there.
Right.
I say that good and bad, but because this, who was on? Anita Hill was on. And,
yes,
of course, you know, she had her own devil to, you know, to
slay
deal with
or whatever.
Clarence
yeah.
Thomas, you know. But she said that her mail lately has been being, you know, it used to be just predominantly women thanking her. And she still is an advocate, continues to be an advocate for women's, you know, rights and that kind of thing. But she said more and more men are writing her and saying, you know, thank you for what you did and what you continue to do. And I have daughters.
Right.
I have daughters. And you understand that,
yeah.
You know.
I feel I had to apologize to Anita Hill, because when that was all going down, 2 or 3 decades ago, I don't really know.
25 years ago.
25. So I was right in the middle there.
Yeah.
I think because the only men in my life I've had, because I work for my family always, and are in a female, you know, really female laden profession sometimes.
In the one, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or if I was in a male profession, I was my parent, my dad, or my brother.
Mm-hmm.
None of that stuff happened to me.
No.
None of it.
Nobody's going to mess with you.
And if
girlfriend.
It did, I always thought it was just funny or joking. I never took it mm-hmm. seriously.
Mm-hmm.
So I never felt pressure. But because I worked with my father, what are they going to do? My dad's going to fire me? If mm-hmm. I, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So when that Anita Hill thing came through, I thought, no man, what man behaves like this? What adult man who might become a Supreme Court justice behaves like this?
Mm-hmm.
I just couldn't believe it. And I thought, this, I mean, it was striking my belief, like this, I just, there was nothing in my past that would say yes. We're going to talk a little bit later about creatures that we believe. Because
Clarence Hill, Clarence Thomas. I mean,
not possible. And so then these, and I remember being in my 20s, and you paid for a trip to San Francisco for me, or no, to Canada, that Canadian trip. Mm-hmm. And I was with a woman there. She was from Silicon Valley, and she was talking about the sexual abuse of this one woman. It was a big case coming out, and I'm like, I don't know, understand this. Why doesn't one just quit and move on to a different job? Mm-hmm. Because in my life, you know, that wouldn't happen. It mm-hmm. wasn't in my life. And she's like, mm-hmm. well, what are you going to do then? Where do you go? And if it happens all the time, I'm like, how can it possibly happen at work? Who does this? Mm-hmm. And I still wasn't able to believe that men in a profession that I thought, well, like, you should be somewhat healed and normal to get up to that level, still had this big, huge, deviant flaw, mm-hmm. which is, I want to make women's life really, really effing hard, because mm-hmm. the only reason why they're there for me is so I can abuse them mm-hmm. or make rude comments. Now,
Think that that's okay.
It's not okay.
I know.
But we've grown. I mean, I remember decades ago, it was okay to tether your dog, you know? You never saw a dog that wasn't tethered mm-hmm. to a tree or whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, you'd hardly ever see a dog tethered to a tree.
No.
You just don't. No. You have them. I mean, sometimes it happens, and that's not a problem. But back in the day, dogs were just always tethered. Mm-hmm. And now you see them in fences. They have dog parks everywhere. Mm-hmm. We grow as a society, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So 100 years from now, what we find socially okay will not be probably, you know, mm-hmm. we don't know what those things are going to be yet, right. But they'll have a new vision of what the reality should be and so forth. But, and so I feel bad that in my consciousness, I didn't believe that was possible, mm-hmm. that I did not believe that was possible.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, you know, I'm coming up, and then you said Louis C.K., and like, how do I feel about it?
Right.
And like my first reaction, like when a Harvey Weinstein, I have no connection to that dude, Harvey Weinstein.
Right.
So I'm like, man, that guy's just, he's, who let this happen over and over again?
Yeah. I mean, and also too, like if you were just a girl, you know, just a woman, I don't know, sitting in a restaurant, yeah. and a guy like Harvey walks in and starts doing that to you, you'd call the police.
Right.
It really is only because he has power and money, right. and the ability to alter your career.
So when you told me, like, how are you feeling about Louis C.K., mm-hmm. because of all these accusations coming out and coming out, I've had to really reevaluate, like, and think to myself, oh, this could never happen. Like, oh no, now it's now plausible. Mm-hmm. Now, men that I thought on this level, mm-hmm. you know, I've listened to him on podcasts, Louis C.K. Mm-hmm. I've seen his comedy special.
Yes,
I know he has girls. And
daughters.
Daughters. So when people have daughters, I always assume that you stop behaving like a drunken fool.
Right.
You know, like right. you wouldn't want, and you know, you said like Anita Hill goes, you know, I'm grateful that you guys have daughters now, but you know,
right,
back when
didn't I didn't get a chance to.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, well, I was just going to say that a lot of men write to her and say, you know, I want to thank you for your work because I have daughters.
Right.
And she says, you know, well, you're welcome. But she said in the corner of my mind, I'm wondering, yeah, but 25 years ago, you had mothers,
right.
you had sisters,
right.
you had aunts, you had grandmas, and that wasn't enough. It's only now that you have daughters.
Well, and I'll tell you why. Because you don't think of your mom or your grandmother or your sister as a sexual object. And to protect.
Right.
But you do think of your daughter like,
I got to protect her.
I got to protect her.
Right.
So something else does change.
Something shifts.
And then, but I love it when the moms or the older generation goes, oh, why now, people? We've been talking about this for years. Why now? Like, mama.
It's our prerogative.
You say the why now. And I go, well, why not now? That's my prerogative to say the why not now.
Yeah. And, but it is important to add it. It's like you're creating a stew. And it's important in that stew. You add that spice,
that
which is
now.
The why now.
Yeah.
Why now? What changed in your consciousness?
Why did it have to take a comedian to go after Bill Cosby when there were already allegations after allegations after allegations?
Yeah, a male comedian.
Yeah, a male comedian. No, and I'm like, I didn't know what was going on.
Right.
I go, this is him? And right. then all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm. But you know, you didn't. You did make it feel to me though, and maybe you weren't. But when you were telling me that day, you were like, well, what about Bill Clinton? You kept wanting me to say something.
Tell you why.
But let me explain my point. And then so then when the Louis C.K. thing happened,
yeah.
You know, against that backdrop of that Roy Moore.
Right.
That Judge Roy Moore with that cowboy wearing hat, yeah. The gun-toting dude.
Yeah.
I mean, in our mind then, there became this hierarchy.
Right.
There's like, there's the Bill Clinton pervert.
Yes.
And then there's the Louis C.K. pervert,
right.
But then there's the Roy Moore,
the pedophile,
and then the Donald Trump, yeah. You know, yeah. Pussy grabber. You know, there's like a hierarchy.
Yes,
and I don't. But see, I don't understand that.
I
apologize.
Yet. Right.
In my mind, there
we're
is a hierarchy.
Out.
I'm trying to figure out.
Right.
Like, you, does anybody know Ron Jeremy? Ron Jeremy.
Not personally.
No.
But through the course of my life, I...
You've seen some of his movies.
I've never seen his movies. I've seen him do, like, you know, I know of him.
Mm-hmm.
And that he did this stunt on, when MTV had the Real World mm-hmm. for stars or celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
And he was one of the celebrities.
Okay.
It was him, mm-hmm. and it was Jim Baker's wife.
Tammy
Faye, and it was the little mini-me dude.
Yeah.
And it was the middle Brady on the Brady, whatever his name,
got
Peter
it,
Brady.
Got it, yeah.
And then his future wife.
Whoa.
And it was a wild
ride. That's a wild ride.
And I think they were all together. And I'm just, it could be separate ones, but I remember thinking to myself, this Ron Jeremy seems very nice to Tammy Faye. Like, he treated her well.
Yeah.
At least that's what we saw.
Yeah.
We didn't see anything else.
Yeah.
We saw that.
But he's a pretty well-known porn star.
Yes.
And
known, not known for, I mean, the evidence is what?
What do you mean?
Well, because he's, on the surface, you're going, dang, that guy does not look like...
Does that look like a porn star?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you wouldn't think he's, like, gorgeous.
Right.
He's not gorgeous. But he's well known because he's well endowed.
Supposedly, that's it. Yes.
No.
Have you seen it?
Yes.
And he is well endowed.
Picture a 1979 Cadillac.
Okay.
Okay. Do you know how?
Yes, I do know
how long.
That is physically impossible.
No, it's not.
Is it impossible?
No,
or is
I wasn't
plausible?
Saying the length okay. of the Cadillac, but I was saying the width. Of the Cadillac.
Oh, whatever.
Like, picture you got the hood of the car.
Yeah.
And he whips it out, and it just unfolds on the hood of this 1979 cherry red Cadillac.
Right.
Okay. So, now, I heard this week that he had an award for being, like, a nice man in the porn industry.
Right.
And they took his award away this week.
Right.
Because some things have come out now, since everybody's, you know, being truth tellers, is that he sexually abused, and whatever you want to call it, his stars that he worked with.
Right.
Now, this is weird because my point is that on this hierarchy, it was hard for me to, you know, go, I kind of, my first thought was, really?
Yeah.
You know, but then I had to sit with it.
Yeah.
And I got, you know, I got my consciousness raised.
Right.
And I, you know, I could picture, you know, you're going to work and, you know, maybe you got to do some weird scenes that day and get, but then you got to go in and somebody's like trying to, you know, sexually abuse you or sexually
right.
insult you
well,
or sexually
I think
grab you.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm not making my point, but...
You are. But and I think this is where men and women are really different. I don't want to take us as a whole, you know, as a whole group, but a good proportion. I think men don't get at women
mm-hmm.
because
yeah,
I think that men think, well, she's in the porn industry. She must love it all the time.
Right.
Not afraid. She don't care. I can treat her like
right.
a guy.
Right.
No, you can't.
Right.
I don't know what I don't know what situations came to let her have to be in the porn industry.
Right.
Not judging it either. But when the camera is off, she may like, hey, I don't want when the camera is off,
right.
I don't get to be touched like this.
Right.
this is my body still, and it's not yours, you know, and
yes,
so forth.
Yes.
And so.
And that's, I think that's a really, really, really good point.
Right.
And I had
where guys are like, hey, she must love to be sexual all the time,
all
like
the time.
I do.
She's up for it all the time.
She's up for it. Like, dude, no.
Yeah.
That's not it at all.
And I'm really glad, though, but I have to, what I'm saying is I'm coming clean that my first thought, my very first thought,
right,
was not a, you know, a higher thought. It was,
she's
what?
In the porn industry.
Seriously?
Yeah.
You know,
well,
but then I went, well, wait a minute. You're right. I, you know, like some days you just don't want to go to work, but you also don't want to, you want to be able to do your job, go home,
right,
whatever.
When it says cut, it means cut.
That's right.
And then we're done.
That's right.
You know, she's not being paid to be pleasant to the crew.
Right.
In between the shots.
Right.
And if she is, then that's, maybe well, what if she's part of the contract.
What if she's a fluffer?
Well, then that's a different thing.
Is it?
But then I don't
know. But even then.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're a fluffer and then you're going, hey, it's all going to be in the contract. Because I'm starting to feel really awkward talking about this stuff because I have no idea.
Because you just said fluffer.
I did say fluffer.
You did say fluffer.
Is that the right word?
Yeah. Okay. But you said it. That just makes me laugh.
Yeah.
I hear you laugh.
Well, because.
You said fluffer. And yes, if she's a fluffer.
But it doesn't mean that she gets to be abused.
I agree.
You know?
Just like I think certain people think that they're massage therapists because they're massaging their, you know, private parts.
Right.
Assume, what's the matter?
No, yeah, go ahead.
Isn't that true?
Yes.
Okay. Assume that the person being massaged can touch back.
Right.
Say am I wrong?
Wait, say it again. What massage? Most masseuses are touching your private parts.
From what I understand, they do.
All masseuses?
No, not all. Just some.
Okay, I would think it's a very small group of people.
Why? Why?
Well, because I was a masseuse for a very short amount of time.
And you never? Yeah, of course. But just because they're naked and you're naked doesn't mean
I wasn't naked.
I call BS on that.
No, we were not naked.
When you went to massage school,
I was not naked. They were naked, but you weren't naked when you were doing the massage.
Are you sure, girlfriend?
100%.
Okay.
I'm calling BS on you. Yes, I went to a place in Northern California that clothing was optional. I get that. But when you're in class and you're giving a massage, you were wearing clothes.
Really?
Yes. And a person on the table was not, or, and you were covered though. It wasn't like you were naked. Not everybody was just naked.
They had
there.
Sheets over them.
Yeah. It was much more modest than what you're envisioning.
Oh my God.
Thank God.
You went to naked massage therapy school.
No, I did not.
Oh my God.
You know.
You're lying now.
I'm not. What do you mean?
I don't know. I just always thought you went to nude massage therapy school.
What that means. There's no such thing as new massage therapy school.
Okay, you're telling me that you were clothed.
When I was learning to give massages and giving massages, I was clothed.
And when you baked chocolate chip cookies there?
I was clothed.
Okay. I stand corrected.
Okay.
All right.
And here's...
When you were watsuing?
Everybody was naked in the pool.
Okay. All right.
It's appropriate. It's sort of like Louis C.K. You know, he can jerk off in his own bedroom with the door closed.
Right.
And he said, even if he said, hey, ladies, I got a little problem here. I got to go jerk off for a few minutes. Do what you got to do, Louis C.K. But if he then pulls it out in front of you, you're like, you know what? I don't know if this is appropriate, Louis C.K. This might be totally wrong. You know? I know we're all comedians here. We all got this brain that just works in weird ways. But
And at some level, Louis C.K., it is kind of funny.
It is some kind of funny. I'm sure at some level they thought, this is hysterical. I can't believe this is happening. Mm-hmm. There's two of us. He's not touching us. Mm-hmm. We don't feel threatened yet.
Right.
But this is awkward.
Yeah.
Now, then you change it to... You know, a 19-year-old girl who's going in there just to maybe a messenger, and then he comes out and goes, oh, Louis C.K., I like your work. Oh, great, you like my work? Do you mind if I just take out my you know what's and jerk off here? I mean, you know. And he's like, I do.
Well, she said a lot of the girls that it happened to thought that he was being funny.
Right, when you first say that, hey, can I do this?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Like,
sure, of course. All right, thank you.
I remember delivering for Menards way back when,
uh-huh.
and I was walking by, and this guy who's always so sarcastic with me, mm-hmm. I never took him seriously. And so I'm walking by, and he says, "Hey, Julie, do you think you mind delivering 100 pieces of 12-foot drywall to somebody's basement?" I'm like, "No problem. Sure. Why imagine that?" And I kept on walking. And he goes, "No, I'm serious." I'm like, "Oh, my." And I'm like, "Okay, you really want 100 sheets of drywall, 12 feet, which is like ridiculous.
In your basement?
In your basement, because you can't manipulate that stuff."
Yeah, so I'm like, how are you getting around? Basement's 12 feet high.
But not only, well, I mean, it goes, however it was done. Mm-hmm. But it was like the long pieces of drywall. Mm-hmm. So I can see where someone might think the initial comment is supposed to be funny, because it's like impossible and implausible.
Right.
Doesn't deserve a real answer.
Yeah, a jokey answer.
Like delivering 12-foot drywall to someone's basement.
Sure,
why not? That's ridiculous. What a ridiculous question. And then going, Oh, it wasn't. It was a reality.
You really are going to jack off in front of me.
Exactly. That's really going to happen right now. That's really going to happen.
And you really want me to witness it.
I'm like, okay.
They even said that one woman could tell that they were on a phone call together.
Yeah.
And he's like, we're talking. All of a sudden, pardon me here.
You're like, pardon me. And he would later apologize for it. And later on, and I'm thinking,
Years later.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, but you wonder, okay, like he couldn't do that and be quiet about it. You know what I'm saying? Like he had to be known. He really wanted to be known that he was doing this.
As the jacking off comedian.
I guess. I don't know.
I don't either, Jill. It's like,
but I want to know how many men are effing scared, like just quivering in their boots right now.
Yeah.
Going, I have not been the best guy.
I've had a coming to Jesus moment. Yeah.
In the last 15 years.
Oh, that's what they're all saying.
But
a lot of
you gone back.
This was years ago. I was a different person.
No, I really was. I did not know that men could not behave like this. And because I have men in my life that didn't behave like this, I didn't realize.
Here's what I think. You should go back 25 years. And just do 25 years of the Academy Awards.
Yes.
I think you will be able to find 25 years worth of Academy Awards.
Yeah.
And then you go through them all, and you just write the names down of every one of the male actors that came with their mothers.
Ah. Oh.
That's your list.
That's your list.
Yes, it is.
Why would you
say? Kevin Spacey.
Yes.
Jeremy Piven.
Who has accusations, but he's denying flatly. He's like coming out flatly denying it. Which I don't know if means anything. Mm. Because I couldn't figure out why people were calling him, like people were hating on him so much.
Yeah, well, do you think that, what do you think about that? Like denying it, even though.
If it didn't happen, it didn't happen.
Can you deny it if it was 40 years ago? Or like that Roy Moore, his stuff was like 30, 40 years ago.
I would, if it didn't happen, I mean, I don't really know.
Yeah,
I mean,
I know.
To me, it probably did happen. Mm-hmm. It is not out of the possibility now to believe that some guy, I mean, I don't know.
I agree with you.
Because back in that time.
People are saying, like Chris Cuomo made the point, like, you could go ahead and flatly deny it, but in general, it's like the percentage is so small of some woman coming out 20, 30 years later, or women saying you did this, and you're like, "No, I didn't. Prove it.
We had a,
I mean, look at, I mean, like even the Bill Cosby thing.
Yeah.
It's like people are, I mean, I guess he still flatly denies everything, doesn't he? Or does he not?
I don't know. I mean, and on the level of weirdness, I mean, he could have killed people. I mean, when he overdo. He really was a serial rapist.
Yes.
If this he did wasn't convicted, so it was, he wasn't convicted. But
that Roy Moore though.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I wanted to say too, like with Louis C.K., from what I understand, is that there are people that become complicit in it. Like these two women, female comedians, said that. It hurt their career.
Yeah.
And because
they were talking about
Louis C.K.'s manager or whatever called and said, "You need to stop this Are you not going to work in this town again?
And the next word she had, like, they felt threatened. Stop your guy from doing this.
Is that what they said?
No, but it should be.
Yeah,
but
of course.
They would feel like, well, yeah, this is my livelihood.
Yeah,
and I may only come in contact with this dude once or twice. And right. I think that's the thing.
Like Roy Moore, his publicist or whoever, he said, "Hello, little Elliot." He said he didn't deny it, but. Because Roy Moore is a kind of a really weird dude.
Yeah.
He did say, he offered the analogy that Mary, mother of Jesus, was much younger than Joseph. And he did not touch her. He did not, you know, that, but she did have a baby, you know, named Jesus.
Well, yeah.
So he's saying that it's okay to be older, the older man, and using the Bible that Mary was younger.
This lawyer, give him props for trying to pull something out of the Bible that could somehow explain away this guy's behavior.
Yes, exactly.
I think the only thing you can say is that it was different times.
Right.
Meaning this, men thought they could get away with that BS.
Right.
And with social media, and I believe that this is a good thing, it's not going to help my generation or your generation. Mm-hmm. It's going to help the younger kids.
And they won't even appreciate it.
They won't appreciate it.
They won't. Just think about what gay people went through.
And then now, you know, kids are like, I got two going out parties. You know, it's like coming out parties. It's crazy. But we're all going to have to take a hit for this.
Yeah.
To help the next generation. Mm-hmm. Because we have to stand up and saying, this is not appropriate. Mm-hmm. And we understand that you were given mixed messages, not mm-hmm. by women, but by the media itself. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think about different contexts, but I think about having a healthy lifestyle. And I think about you get out and you drive down any major street, any town, highway, you know, road or whatever, and there is nothing there that can support you having a healthy lifestyle, you know? So it's telling you one thing. The world's telling you one thing. Mm-hmm. And you know, to have a healthy body and a healthy brain, you're supposed to get sleep. You're supposed to have a life of balance. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to eat well.
Rest, exercise.
Yes, all these good. Have a stressless life. Mm-hmm. And on the other hand,
the world.
And if the world is telling you, take Adderall because you can't possibly get all this stuff done without being on speed.
Right. Then take pot to bring you down.
Have your caffeine every day. And, you know, and then, you know, don't forget to go to every fast food restaurant and so forth and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. So,
yes.
I don't know. Yes. So I'm cutting them only a little bit of slack because I've seen the movies and TV shows mm-hmm. 30 years, 40 years back.
Oh, I agree.
And even more than
that. I agree.
I mean, you would see a man hit a woman.
And no problem.
Just because she disagreed with his opinion.
Yes, exactly. I looked him in the wrong way.
Yeah. And you would see women.
Just watch old black and white movies.
Would say, no, I don't want to have this. I don't want to be that done. I don't want to have sex with you. And then the guy, that must mean we're going to be playful here. Right. And I'm going to keep doing it until you say yes.
Yeah. Like the old thing. Women would go, don't.
Don't.
Stop.
Yeah.
Don't stop.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay.
No problem.
Great.
No problem.
And see, sometimes we just give up. And that's different than saying consent.
Yeah.
And there it is.
Right.
That's it. Yeah, and I wish that we were built the same.
You don't want to get beat up.
Yeah.
So you just...
Or you don't want the guy to be mad at you. You know, at some point, he's like, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. whatever. And, you know, and hope you don't have consequences for it, you know. And
well, here's the thing, though. If some guy would have done that, they would have had to deal with my Italian dad.
Yeah.
That's exactly. For sure.
Exactly. And you got married early in life.
Yeah.
I mean, and you have many stories.
I do.
Of being sexually, of bad things happening to you sexually as a kid.
Right. The worst one, well, there was a couple, but as an older person, like, you know, but not married yet, was a med student.
Yeah.
He was horrible. But as a young kid, yeah, just, you know, getting, you know, picked up off the side of the road and, you know, taken across state lines.
Yeah. Did that happen to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, didn't I tell you that story?
Not that story.
I told you that story.
No, you didn't. Not that
story. Well, state lines meaning from Illinois to Missouri.
Oh, right. Okay. Because you were in St. Louis, East St. Louis. Yeah. I guess that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. you know.
But that was like a big thing in those days, though.
Yeah.
You couldn't take a person across state lines. I have no idea why.
Well, especially you could assault them
in your own home state, but taking it across state lines.
That's a federal offense.
Okay, motherfucker.
That's a federal offense. You cross that Mississippi, the feds coming on you. Like, dang, you know.
That's tough. That's some rough stuff.
They're like, I can't molest you on this side of the bridge.
Go on the other side.
Let's go the other side. You got to stay on this side of the bridge, not the other side of the bridge, okay? But, I mean, it's good. And then, you know, talking about Chris Cuomo, your guy.
Yeah.
Cuomo.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I like Cuomo as well. I'll take it either. Over. Yeah.
And then he has a show on about sex trafficking in the United States.
Yes.
And I go, this can't be possibly happening
in the United States. You mean in the Philippines, right? I go, no, in the U.S.
I go, and are the clients immigrants?
I said, nope. No. They're American.
Like, oh, then this is just crazy.
Yeah.
And then, because I why can't we have professional prostitution?
Right.
Because at least then it gives women power.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like up and up, and you pay for it. Mm-hmm. You literally, I want, you know, and then there's, you know, everything is appropriate mm-hmm. and so forth, mm-hmm. and you get paid for it. And then when the women check out, mm-hmm. and they punch the clock in, they're done for the day. But that sex trafficking is just BS.
That's wrong.
It is wrong.
Yeah, I know.
It makes me feel so sad.
It makes me feel sad, too. It's like
I can't handle it.
These kids come from bad places. You know, they try and get away from these bad situations and bad places. Yeah. And then they find themselves even in worse situations and worse places.
Then you go, and then once again, my brain goes, I didn't believe that humanity could be so horrible.
Right.
I just didn't believe it.
Because you know that, like, I'd kill somebody if they touched you, right?
Yeah, right. There you go.
You got to have some protective mama or daddy.
Right. And so I think now we're coming out, we're believing it. We're starting to believe it. So I want to turn the tables a little bit and make things a little bit lighter. Because I know we'll be talking about this for a long time to come.
I could talk, because it's kind of like how I was trying to figure out, like, the millennials and what they thought about, like, identity and sexual identity and, like, how you could just get up one day and feel like a woman, even though you like have male genitals, and that's got to be okay. And how dare you question me?
And I feel like, why even have a discussion about it? Like, I mean, why even have male female genders, or just say I have this, but I feel. I mean, I don't care how you feel. It's whatever you feel is your business. You know,
mm-hmm.
really.
But I think what it is like, I bet, because it all begins in the. Unless you're born on a reservation or at home, it all begins on that birth certificate.
Okay.
Where the doctor at the birth signs off that you are either this or that.
And if it's all because of that stuff, then we have to figure that part out.
Yeah.
And that's doable. I mean, I really think we can just figure this stuff out.
Yeah.
My biggest complaint about any of it
all quarter, is heads or tails.
I am probably the least, like, I have to really work up to being a feminine female.
Yeah.
Because I barely get my nails filed. You know, I mean, I had to go out
someplace. What do I say that you have for your eyebrows? What do I call them?
Nun eyebrows.
Yes.
And you don't mean N-O-N-E. You mean N-U-N.
Sister Mary Julie eyebrows.
They do not look like that this week, though. I've had to trim them back a little bit. So I'm always like, but I'm still a girl.
Yeah, girly girl.
I'm just a girl. I'm a girl. I'm a woman, even though.
I'm just a girl who can't say no. I'm in a terrible fix.
There you go. So The New Yorker had this story talking about implausible to plausible creatures. And we all have this idea.
Well, they were talking about this idea of what is implausible and what's impossible.
And the guards to supernatural beings that are in our lore, you know, in our folklore and all that stuff. And how do we rate them for being, like, what's the most plausible? Like, in your background, this mm-hmm. is plausible. Mm-hmm. And two, in your background, this is no way, this is very implausible.
Like, there's 20 of them.
There's 20 of them.
Can you give me some, and I'll tell you how I
How And they want you to rate them from, like, very plausible to not plausible
at all. Yeah, I would like to do this a little bit. I would like to do this.
So some of the ones they have are,
I'll give you the first 10. Angels and demons, dragons, pixies, ghosts, harpies, elves, mermaids, Loch Ness Monster, and Leviathan. So,
if I had to go, which one is most believable for me?
Yes.
I would say, first of all, ghosts or spirits, if I'm going to call it a spirit.
Right.
Second, I'm going to say angels.
Okay.
I like the Loch Ness Monster thing.
Before demons.
Which
is interesting, because I think if you believe in angels.
Yeah. I'm going to say Loch Ness. Okay. You're talking about in terms of plausibility, implausibility. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And then demons.
Okay.
And then, you know, I like the idea of mermaids and mermans.
Yes.
So I'm going to do. I had me a couple of mermans.
What's a harpy?
Ethel Merman.
What's a harpy?
A harpy is a kind of a bird, but a screeching bird.
Oh.
But they're like. They're like people too. They're like they're like women that screech like.
But they're bird-like.
They're bird-like, but they're also very negative.
Now Leviathan, I only know them from Supernatural, the TV show.
And what is it?
These creatures were human-like, but they had a lot of teeth. They'd open up their mouth way open. They would eat humans.
Okay.
I don't know if that's true or not.
I don't know either. But Leviathan sounds like a watery thing to me.
Oh, it could be. Maybe.
Yeah.
Which is very interesting is on this list, or the other half too, UFOs or aliens is not on this list.
Not at all?
No.
Okay. That would have been my first one.
Yeah. Because they have giants, Pegasus.
Giants I believe in.
Yeah. And what do you consider a giant?
Like, I would say 12 feet. 11, 12 feet.
Okay. Okay. 11, 12 feet is... Mm-hmm.
Like twice, you know, the size of a 6 foot. Oh, that's a giant.
Yeah, because you go, I've seen 6'10", I've seen 7'1".
Yeah.
Such a tall dude, but giant? I don't know.
Me either.
And maybe back in the day, I might have thought that 7'1 was a giant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're a 7'1 man and we're all averaging 5'8", I may go, oh, that's a giant.
Yeah.
But
I would have felt bad for that guy, by the way, at 7'1", especially if he didn't play basketball.
Right.
It's like almost like if you were just tall like that and you didn't play basketball, people are just going to like, they're going to just, they're knock you.
Well, the
you.
First
gonna,
thing they're going to say was, is like, oh, you play basketball?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm literally horrible with the ball.
No, the first thing they're going to say is, how's the weather up there?
Yeah. You know, they're trying to break the ice, dude. They're trying to break the ice. Yeah, everybody needs to take a chill pill.
Yeah, okay. All right.
But I would say if you're the only 7'1" man or woman in the world and everybody's at least 6 to 8 inches shorter than you,
mm-hmm.
I would really, really, really focus on playing basketball.
Yeah.
Because you could be horrible and just stand at the
basket. Just get there.
Just stand at the basket. I will throw you the ball and you just... dip
exactly.
it in.
Exactly.
That's all you. I will do all the heavy lifting, sir.
And all you
just
have to do
this
for a couple of seasons.
Yes, just do this, please.
And then
sir.
Retire.
So, and as we get taller and taller, which we are doing, you know, I don't foresee it implausible to have giants around.
No, but not only that, but if you believe in any sort of quote unquote conspiracy theory, there are actual scientists like Graham Hancock
right.
and the guys that we like.
Yes.
That say that there are giants and that their bones have been confiscated
right.
by the Smithsonian and not put on display, but hidden in the bowels of the Smithsonian.
Who that had to heard. That hurt big time. That Smithsonian dude, he's really big. He's one of the biggest giants around. Got everything hidden in the bowels. But I don't know why things had to be hidden from people. Because they were like, oh, it would just destroy the
it would destroy
ordinary
mankind.
It would destroy the ordinary man. The ordinary man couldn't handle this.
Really?
The ordinary man's handling a lot of stuff right now.
Yeah, exactly.
They can handle the fact that way back when we found some bones of some giants.
That's right. The Nephilim.
We all know. And like,
they came
hey,
down from the UFOs.
Bible? Like, that's right.
That's right.
So, you're like,
well, I just heard a preacher this week. This is crazy.
Yes.
That just this week I heard this on TV, and I don't think I've ever heard it, that they said that Adam and Eve in the garden and the snake, which was Satan,
mm-hmm.
was the first person that had sex with Eve.
Right.
And that baby was Cain. And then Adam had sex with Eve, and then that baby was Abel.
Okay. Not, yeah, that's crazy.
That, have you ever heard that in the Bible?
Didn't. I have not heard that.
That he said it was in the Bible.
So, okay. I got to read the Bible closely. Yeah.
I mean, the Bible does talk about the Nephilims.
Yes.
And then those are giants.
Right.
And they came down from space and had sex with the sons and daughters of man.
Right. Well, what do you think that's all about? Do we think that? What do you mean those apples?
I think that should be a tattoo.
that whole scene. That's what Bieber's tattoo is
all
about.
That's what it is. That's I just deciphered it. Yeah. Thank you, Justin.
But so
he's like, read this, people.
Yeah.
You want to know about me? You want to know about my metamorphosis?
Yes.
My transformation.
It's all on my chest, my back. Decipher it.
Right.
Hieroglyphic it, you know.
Bitches.
I love how he's turned so pure and innocent, and his glasses have gotten really big. Like, really, like, he couldn't possibly wear the dorkiest glasses ever.
But can I, before we stop, I don't know where we're at in the show, but Barbara, is it Corcoran? She's the older woman on the sharks.
Yes. We have to talk about here.
Just say it real quickly.
Okay.
You and I have both noticed.
That is her name, right?
I don't either. I don't want to say.
Okay, she was on Dancing with the Stars this year. She had a short haircut.
Right.
But I remember.
I think she's from Rockford.
Yeah, she's made her millions in real estate, I
guess.
Right. One of the Shark Tank people.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing her on the Shark Tank.
Yeah.
And this older man comes up and they had like this clothing line for outdoorsy skiing people.
Right.
And she decided to invest in them.
Right.
And she asked for a hug from the guy. The guy comes up and hugs her. Mm-hmm. And she grabs his butt.
She grabbed his butt.
And I said, there is no way if she was a man and that was a woman, she could get away with that.
Exactly.
I go, she's going to get blowback.
Right.
And cricket, nothing.
Nothing. And then there's other times on the shark, too, that she's made, like this one guy, he invented flag-like underpants. Uh-huh. You know, so like right there where your cockatoo is, you know, you've got an American flag.
Okay.
And she invested in that, but she made like major ass comments about his flag.
Right.
Yeah. And flag waving and all that stuff. And then on Dancing with the Stars, she was like all over her partner.
Well, I know she made very inappropriate comments.
And he kind of just looked like, What do I do?
This is uncomfortable.
This is awkward.
I mean,
she's like 70. I don't know
how old
I'm
she
20.
Is.
I'm
sure she's like, I'm not 70.
No, okay.
I'm not 70.
Look her up.
Yeah. But I bet she's in her 60s for sure.
Yeah.
Give the woman a little bit of break. But nobody has said anything about her.
No.
And there has been, I mean, I've witnessed it.
I've actually felt awkward watching her do it.
Yeah, like this is awkward. And so I'm curious,
where is the line?
Yes.
Because, you know, you can be like an old broad, you know,
right.
And make comments about guys and the young guys.
Yeah.
And you can feel like, I can do that.
Right, because guys have been doing this for decades.
Yeah, and now I'm old and I can make a comment about your butt, whatever, you know.
But you can't anymore.
But you can't.
Because the guys are getting in trouble for it, and so the girls have to get in trouble for it, too.
It's got to be... Gotta be all in or all out.
And so I'm curious when this is going to happen.
Yeah.
It will come.
Yeah.
Somewhere. And hopefully the news media won't shy away from it. They'll be all in on it.
Yeah.
Like,
you should look her up, her name, because I hate to have gotten her name
all
wrong.
All right. I agree.
And that makes me feel like, well, I'm going to have to keep my mouth shut when I see a nice looking young man.
Yeah, the only problem that you have, is that you speak louder than you think you do.
Oh God, I know.
You know, you really do.
Yeah,
I mean, and so
what's
I just.
Her name?
Okay. Well, Barbara
Corcoran.
That she's the queen of QVC.
Oh, yeah, that's her.
Lori Grenier.
Lori Grenier is the queen of QVC.
Replaced Barbara Corcoran on 4 episodes. Let me see.
Well, no, here. I don't know.
No, that's
actually.
Her then.
It is?
Let me see.
What does she do on QVC then?
No. It said, yes, Barbara Corcoran.
Okay.
Laura Greer was the one from QVC.
For sure, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's no problem with her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, yeah, so Bethany Frankel is a guest shark as well.
And she does the same thing. I just watched her on Beat Bobby Flay.
Yeah.
She was, you know, one of the guest, I guess, the judges.
Right.
And they have to evaluate the competitors. And this one guy was Italian. He was from Italy. Nice looking.
Right.
And she was, you know.
All over him.
All over him.
Right.
And then finally, toward the end of the show, she was doing it again. He goes, well, you may have to talk to my wife about that.
Yeah.
And she went, oh, you know. Like,
yeah, sorry. I'm so sorry, you know.
But he didn't win then.
No.
He did not win. She did not pick him.
Yeah.
There you go. You see?
I see.
You see? I would have.
So they talk about having sexual chemistry to make TV really good.
Yeah, but not too much.
Not too good. It is. I do not. Here's what I know. When the camera's off, don't do anything.
Right.
Don't do anything. Walk away from everybody.
Walk away, people.
Walk away. Stop it now.
Don't say anything.
You know, and.
You know what, though? Do you really think I do talk too loud for the world? You think that I'm saying something that nobody hears and then people
No,
hear
not
me?
At all. I think that you are just loud enough that you know everybody's hearing you, but you're hoping that people think that you're talking under your breath. Like I don't care if I really want them to hear me,
mm-hmm.
but I'm pretending to talk quietly.
Got it.
You know.
Got it.
That's how I think you are.
Thank you.
Yeah, because you're devious that way.
I guess so. I don't know.
If that makes any sense.
It makes sense. It sounds like I'm very psychologically
You are.
Astute.
You are. I'm always like trying to figure you out.
Yeah. Mostly you're always trying to just buffer the world from me.
Yes. Mostly buffer the world from you or from the world, the you from the world too. Mm-hmm. The world's crazy.
If there are some crazy people going where I'm going to be, what do I do first?
You send an energy bomb.
I send an energy bomb first. And what happens about 95% of the time?
They move away.
That's right.
And that typically works.
I know.
So
I just got to do it.
Yeah, I do what you got to do.
And if they don't, then when you get there, you send the energy bomb.
And then you start talking louder.
Right.
Like, well, I don't know when these people are going to be done with this. Yeah. I mean, this is my time. But real quick, going back to the New Yorker article.
Yeah.
I love the way the New Yorker writes, by the way.
Yes.
I mean, it's so pretentious. But they talked about Pegasus and Centurions.
Centaurs,
that's it. Thank you.
The Centurions. Could they be real? I don't know. Ask Nero.
Ask who?
Nero?
Nero, yes. Okay.
Do you know who Nero is?
No, I really don't.
Okay.
Who was it?
He played his fiddle while Rome burned.
Yes, okay. But centurions are 100-year-old people, right? What are centurions?
Oh, that's great.
What is centurion?
Oh, that's great, Joy.
What is it?
Centennial. Yeah, because they're century old. Oh, that's so great.
What?
That's good.
What is?
No, I like that. Let's just stay with that.
Don't tell me. I don't want to sound stupid.
I can't. It's so good.
Okay.
Centurions are like soldiers.
Oh, okay.
In the Roman army.
Okay, got it.
Oh, but I love the idea that they're a century old.
Yeah.
Who are the octogenarians? The octogenarians are the 80-year-old people. Then who are the centurions?
They're the 100-year-old people. Okay. Unicorns? I don't think it's out of the realm. If they don't have
We've
to fly.
Met a few.
yes, those kind of unicorns are there. But I don't think it's out of the realm to think that a horse could have a mutated thing coming out of his head. You know, horn. If that's the only difference between a real horse and a unicorn, it's a horn.
It's a horn.
I think it's definitely possible.
Then if that's possible, then a horse with mutated wings coming out of its ribs.
Yes, but now that those wings to fly, I don't know about that.
Pegasus?
I don't know if they can fly. I'm not saying it's not impossible to think that a horse could have wings.
Right.
And a scientist mad, you know.
But could it actually defy gravity?
I don't know. Tooth fairy, we all believe in tooth fairies.
At least for a while.
And then the money stops coming.
Yeah.
But we know where that, I mean, if you do the job,
yeah,
you're the tooth fairy. If you walk like a duck and talk like a duck, you're the duck. So if you're walking like a tooth fairy and you're doing the tooth fairy stuff, you're a tooth fairy. Werewolves, vampires, genies, and zombies.
Werewolves, interesting.
Right, because we can believe that.
Yeah.
Because we just have to be more liberal with the term.
I mean, because I actually believe in them because I've actually explored kind of like real close folklore.
Yeah.
Down in like New Orleans.
Right.
And NOLA.
Whatever. What? Whatever. I've actually explored folklore down there in New Orleans. I've spent months and decades researching what I call BS on that. Unless you call being in front of your computer just Googling that as investigative work, which I know that's what people do. So here's the thing. It talks about this list and it says you can believe things when you have a background or something that happens, and you're like, well, I can believe this. Like, yeah. UFOs.
If it's not a far cry.
Right.
If something that happened to you in your life is sort of not a very far cry from that impossible thing,
right,
you can tend to believe in it.
Right.
You need that.
I know. We're almost done with the show, by the way. I know. I can talk about this for hours. So we got about a minute left. But really quick, though, you're right. I mean, like, I believe in UFOs.
Why?
Because I've seen that.
Exactly.
I have seen unidentified flying objects.
Right.
I have not seen aliens.
No.
But those craft have to be driven by something. But it could be drones. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. That Waymo, Waymo, that's that new cab company.
Yes.
They're all little tiny smart cars.
Yes.
And they're driven by?
No one.
Ghosts.
Okay.
And you get into this empty looking car,
right,
and sit in and you tell the ghost where to go.
And see, you've called the police on ghosts before.
I have.
You've had weird stuff happen to you in the house.
Yes.
You've called the police. They go, what's that noise? Someone just picked up the phone. And it's like, get out of the house now. And
it's
it ends up being a ghost. And I remember thinking, I have heard strange things. I have seen things. I'm like, I don't find that unbelievable.
That's right. It's not implausible.
It's not implausible to me because I have experiences.
That's right.
That.
That's right.
And I would say, though, if I was like zombies,
mm-hmm,
I don't find them implausible either because mm-hmm they already talk about that there's bacteria that can, or viruses that can go into bees that make them act like zombies. So why is it impossible to think that,
right,
you know,
right,
or a drug that makes you very susceptible to do what the person is asking you to do.
Right.
It just may not look like The Walking Dead.
Right.
Or like, you know, I don't believe that.
Yeah. Or like, you're exactly right. Like, you can believe that somebody had a drug or some kind of a bacteria,
yeah,
that makes you, quote unquote, have flat line in your brain activity,
right,
or whatever.
Or just more susceptible to somebody else's direction,
right,
or commands. I can believe that. I don't believe that your flesh will be hanging off your body and you'll still be moving around.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that. Mm. That's hard for me to believe.
All right.
But yet.
That's your line in the sand.
100 years from now, I could be proven wrong. You know?
That's right.
100 years ago, I don't even know if they were washing their hands before surgery. Or at least 200 years ago, they weren't.
200 years ago, they weren't washing their hands before surgery. And now they're giving you poop pellets.
Yes. Now, I know for a fact I would not have thought poop pellets were possible.
Saved your life.
We have saved my life after a month and a half of antibiotics. But they have. So, girlfriend, how was the show today?
It was great.
It was great.